This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Welcome back everyone to Embracing Quran, and we're carrying on with the tafsir of the Quran, tafsir of Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. In the very previous verse, verse number 54 of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a day. He says, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. On this day, no soul shall be oppressed, no soul shall be transgressed upon in any way, in any capacity. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And the only compensation that you will be granted, and the only reckoning that you will be granted, and the only grant that you will be granted is based on your actions. So you're not going to be oppressed. You're not going to be transgressed upon. You're not going to be dealt with in a way that is not equitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with you in an equitable and honest and a just way. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And when will that happen? That will be on that day, فَالْيَوْمْ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to explain what that day will all be about and how that day will result at the end of it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that day, and He gives you two different groups of people. He says, "Inna ashabal jannati al-yawm fi shughulin fakihun." On that day, the one that Allah has already described in the previous verse, there will be a group of people who are the companions of Jannah. So notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even refer to them as the people of Jannah. They are the companions of Jannah. Because when you're a companion of someone or something, it's more than just being a person of that. You're over here a companion, as if you spent a lot of time there, as if you've gotten used to that place, as if that's your abode. That's something you're completely comfortable with. So people of Jannah have already gotten to Jannah and they've gotten comfortable there already, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared the Jannah to their liking. So they're the companions of the Jannah. They're not just the people of Jannah. They're not just people who will be dwelling in Jannah. They are companions of Jannah. Al-yawm. And that also means that they'll be accompanying Jannah here on for a very long time. It's not like, you know, they'll go there and then they'll have to leave after that. Whenever you go for a nice big party somewhere or you go on a vacation, you have to depart from the little worldly mini Jannah that you've made for yourself on the resort. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to describe what we can consider basically a resort. But Allah says, these people are the companions of this resort. They're going to stay there. They're not going anywhere. Inna ashabal jannati al-yawm. And on this day, they will be occupied. They'll be very busy. They'll be getting very busy, and they will be busy in amusement and enjoyment. Now, the verse is basically saying any form of enjoyment is that which these people will be engaged in. And that's what happens when you go on vacation. You engage yourself in all sorts of enjoyments. You might be on a quad bike. You might go, you know, surfing. You might go do anything, right? So all forms of enjoyment, and the people that are there, they're open to any possibility. But some of the Salaf, such as Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud, they explain that this is referring to sexual intercourse, meaning that the people of Jannah will be with their spouses and they will be engaging in sexual intercourse. Now, this is something that Ibn Mas'ud said, and also Ibn Abbas said, and other people as well. And this is actually a grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. I know that the topic of sex generally is a very taboo topic, but the reality is that the Salaf, they engaged in this conversation, because they're explaining this verse and saying, on the Day of Judgment, when Allah is describing the people of Jannah having gone to Jannah, they're enjoying themselves. And one of the ways to enjoy yourself as a human being is engaging yourself in sexual intercourse. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying over here. That's one of the meanings of this verse. Then Allah continues, He says, هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. Them and their spouses. Okay, so Allah has already spoken about the people of Jannah and the companions of Jannah enjoying themselves. Allah will now explain many forms of enjoyments. He says, هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ, them and their azwaj, them and their spouses. فِي ظِلَالٍ, they will be under shades and shadows. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. And they will be on araik. They will be on, firstly, they'll be in shades. You know, when you go to a beach site and you're literally hanging by the beach, what's the one thing that you're looking for? You're looking for some shade. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, they got their shades. And on top of that, you have those nice big beach chairs as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have couches and they're really hanging on those couches. They are muttaki'oon, they're reclining on these couches completely. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ And they will also have fruits on top of that. And then what happens when you're at beach, at a beach site? You're looking for some nice tropical fruits as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ They've got the fruits as well. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ And now this word, يَدَّعُونَ, is so beautiful because it's very similar to the type of culture that we have today when we're trying to, again, enjoy ourselves. Allah is literally saying, and they will get whatever they order as well. Okay? Because there is this level of enjoyment in not having to do the work yourself. You're going out on a beachside and you're under a nice shade and you've got a nice couch and you're reclining and you've got some nice fruits and maybe you're eating those nice grapes and your spouse is feeding it to you. And then Allah says, وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ And if they want more than that, they can order whatever they want. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will also be granted beyond all of that. And that there's something greater than this. That's salam. They will be granted the message of peace by Allah. Min Rabbir Rahim. It will be from their Lord who is ever merciful. So Allah will also say salam to them on top of all of this. They've been granted the nice reclining chairs. They are on the sunny beach. And they have the recliners, they're resting, and they're having their food, and they're having their fruits, and they're ordering whatever they want. They're with their spouses, they're sexually enjoying themselves. Everything is what they want. This is what human beings think about when they think about a vacation. Allah is saying, I'm giving you a permanent vacation here. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ On top of that, now Allah will say, peace, it will be a word from your Lord who's ever merciful as well. And that word is salam. So notice Allah actually says salam. And that's why we have to also take that trait of Allah and try to embody it within our lives and spread salam. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ بِالسَّلَامُ He said that spread salam. And that's a thaqafa, that's a culture that Allah's Prophet ﷺ wants us to make. He used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not tell you of something that if you were to do, you'd begin to love one another? Afshu salama baynakum, spread salam between you. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the angels came to him, what does Allah say? Iddakhalu alayhi faqalu salama. When they came to him, they said salam. Even he replied back. What did he say? Qala salamun. He also said salam. So the prophets say salam, the angels say salam, Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says salam. And the tahiyya and the greeting of the people of Jannah amidst themselves is also salam. Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam. The way they'll be greeting on the day when they meet Allah is that they'll say salam. So we've got to get used to saying salam. Now here's another thing as well. Sometimes, you know, you're feeling lazy and you don't want to write As-salamu alaykum, the whole thing. Or even when you're speaking, you don't want to say the whole thing. If you notice in the Quran, Ibrahim just says salam. The angels just say salam. Allah just says salam. So you can actually just say salam. It's nothing negligent. It's ideal that you say As-salamu alaykum. It's good. It's even better if you go further and say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. It's even better if you complete the whole thing and you say wa barakatuhu as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sure. But if you just say salam, it's enough. And that's why when Allah says about Ibrahim, إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ The Mufassirin, all of them, they say, قَالَ سَلَامٌ أَيْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مُنْكَرُونَ أَيْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْكَرُونَ So they say that alaykum, upon you part, is already understood from conversation. Within the Arabic language, if I meet someone and I say to them salam, they already understand I mean salamun alaykum, obviously. So you don't have to necessarily add that last part, but it is good to do. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes you write a message to someone and you're just trying to be quick. You're not trying to cut corners. And you say S-A-L-A-M, and they'll say, brother, you have to say the whole salam. Well, the Quran says salamun qawlan. من رب الرحيم. Even Allah is just saying salam. وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. Be stand apart, become apart, depart from one another. أيها المجرمون. O people who happen to be criminals. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking those people of Jannah and He's telling them, you've got your station, I've granted it to you. It's a station of peace. But then there are other people as well. There are people who happen to be criminals. Allah basically changed the address. The whole time Allah was addressing the people of piety. And now Allah is addressing another group of people. And those are the people who are the criminals. He says, you criminals, you gotta move aside now. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ. Notice, after Allah moves the criminals aside, He doesn't even consider them worthy of being addressed alone. So He addresses all of the children of Adam, the criminals and the righteous ones. Because sometimes a person has done so much evil in their life to you that you don't even want to speak to them, but you also don't want to see them as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first speaking to the people of Jannah. Then He tells the criminals, move aside, you guys have another spot. Then He says, I'm going to speak to you all together. I won't speak to you people specifically because you're not worthy of my conversation. He says, all of you children of Adam, did I not enjoin upon you, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ, that you do not worship Satan. You do not worship Shaytan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaytan happens to be a very severe enemy of yours. Allah is telling you Shaytan is an enemy. Allah does that many, many times in the Qur'an. Allah also tells us, He says that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. He says, Shaytan is your enemy. You should act as if Shaytan is your enemy. You should recognize Shaytan for who he is. Shaytan, sometimes he comes to you as a friend, but you have to understand him to be your enemy. Once you know your enemy, then you can do what it requires for you to protect yourself from that enemy. And that's why it's very important for you to recognize your friends from your foe. فَإِمَّا أَن تَكُونَ أَخِي بِحَقٍ فَأَعْرِفَ مِنْكَ غَثِّي مِنْ سَمِينِي وَإِلَّا فَاطَّرِحْنِي وَاتَّخِذْنِي عَدُوًا أَتَّقِيكَ وَتَتَّقِينِ. As Al-Muthaqqab Al-Abdi, the famous poet from Banu Abdi Qais, he says that either you be my friend, honestly, فَإِمَّا أَن تَكُونَ أَخِي بِحَقٍ, either you become my brother honestly and clearly, so I know the good and the bad, I know that you're my friend or you're not, or you clearly become my enemy so that I leave you and you leave me. Because if you're in that middle ground where you don't recognize whether the person before you is your friend or your enemy, you don't know if he's trying to help you or you don't know if he's trying to cut you off. Allah is telling you, and He's the most honest of all speakers, Allah is saying Shaytan is your enemy. And He's not only saying that, He's enjoining it upon humankind that realize that Shaytan is your enemy, guys. You've got to take him as your enemy. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And you have to worship me. That's also one of the injunctions of Allah upon humanity, that you worship me and not Shaytan. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. That is the correct path. That is the right path. That is the way to go. That's the direction that you've got to take. That happens to be the way I want you to be. You've got to worship me and not Shaytan. You know, there's people who actually worship Shaytan, meaning they literally call themselves worshippers of Shaytan, Satanists. Right? But then there are people who worship Shaytan without even knowing they're worshipping him, because they obey him over Allah. And that's really a form of worship, because Allah has given you commandments and someone else has come and given you something else, and you end up accepting what he has to say and you leave what Allah has to say. But then there's something even more severe where you literally say, I am in fact a Satanist. And there is a lot of people today who happen to be Satanists, and throughout centuries there were people who would say that I've sold myself to Shaytan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. There are a lot of people in humanity that He's made go astray. And He says, جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. And the scholars of tafsir, they say jibil means jama'a, but the reason why the word jibil is used, so that you're giving similarity to a jabal, okay? And Jibil, it basically means a group of people, but a group of people who are so large in quantity that it's as if they're like a mountain. It's like when we say truckloads of things. So the Arabs, they use the word jibil to refer to a large amount of people, as in a mountain of people. So Allah says that shaitan has literally led astray mountains of people. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ Weren't you people who had any intellect when shaitan was making you go astray? هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ This right here is that Jahannam. Because the people of Jannah are already in Jannah at that point. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمِ The people, the companions of Jannah are already today in Jannah. So now the people of hellfire are standing right before the hellfire. So Allah says, this is that Jahannam. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ The one that you were promised. إِصْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمِ That's it guys, you've got to enter it. And when you enter it, you're going to burn therein. صَلِيَ يَصْلَى literally means to burn. So it's not just enter, it's go in to burn. الْيَوْمِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ Go burn therein today because of everything that you used to do by disbelieving in God. And not only by disbelieving in God, you go in there and burn because of what you used to disbelieve in, and also by what you used to disbelieve in. So they were disbelieving in the fire, and Allah says that very fire that you were disbelieving in it, go there to burn in it. That's it. Bima kuntum, because of which and by which you used to disbelieve in. اليوم نختم على أفواههم. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal their faces. And we'll talk more about the sealing and how the Day of Judgment plays out and how all of the trials and tribulations of the Day of Judgment occur for people of hellfire and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say about that in the very next episode bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.